power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
G. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
Cape. We're glad to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. It is nice and warm here in Studio A at WMFO in Bedford. Yes. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. We just started. And if you were listening to Highly Recommended, you're going to hear the band that he interviewed playing later tonight. That's a little unusual for us here at On the Town with Mikey D, but we can appreciate Mellow Max for bringing them in. And yeah, so we have Happy Little Clouds. They're going to come in and talk about their upcoming show. We're going to have 3 hours of great Boston and New England music. So in that case, I'm just going to start some things off with a little Andrea Gillis. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. and take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water, bite so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, roll out. Oh, Jamaica, roll out. Roll out. Roll
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
She picks a dress out for the evening. I'm thinking maybe we're going out. Dinner and drinks, but she says neither. She's just getting dressed up for the couch. Why can't we just wanna be? Can't we be like everybody else? Oh, it's frustrating. She makes things so complicated.
Can we go to our favorite place? Wish me well whenever the sea takes me. Chances, a fresh new start. Oh, be who you wanna be. Many of them read about me, see my face on the TV with a shout of my name, or am I just another fish in the sea?
Just 91.5 WMFO. That was the Macrotones with Nighttime Persona, Dear Phaser with Nothing Above, Stiletto Heels gave you Without a Sound, Chevrolet with Mad Tracy, and I started that block off with Andrea Gillis and Hold Your Maker. And just in time, we have some happy little clouds.
Hello.
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 All right. Let me get some levels because, you know, we're profesh.
So professional.
So profesh. All right. Here we go. All right. I think I should be able to hear you all now.
Okay.
Good.
Can you hear me?
You guys are so soft. You all are so soft smoking.
Oh.
Not when I sing.
Yeah.
I can get rowdy.
Well, that's true.
We haven't gotten started yet.
All right.
We're just warming up.
So. You are here for a very special reason.
Yes.
Tell us.
Well, we have a
on the spot.
we're like, what's the special reason?
You are not what the is so father. Special?
Oh, phew. We have a show coming up on Saturday.
Oh, good Lord.
July 6th.
Oh my God. Jack, you're fired.
I'm fired.
Start over on this one.
All right. Are you sure I'm not the father?
We're gonna have to do a take two.
Take two.
All right.
Yeah.
On the show, Mikey D.
All right, I got it.
July 3rd, 2024, take two.
All right. July 6th, this Saturday, we're playing at the Rockwell with Lavina Falls single release, and Parlor Bells will be there as well.
I think they also just released.
Night Owl. Oh, actually, funny thing, I played in Parlor Bells, and I actually played with Valerie from Lavina Falls in a 60s cover band. We just did one show. So anyways, this is like really exciting to be playing with both those bands. And this is Jess, by the way.
Hey.
And hi, Jess.
Dot, 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 yes.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, this is take two, so we should probably do it right this time.
Yes.
So, it's your turn. No. JD.
July 6th.
July 6th.
At the Rockwell. At the Rockwell.
Oh.
Somerville.
Radio
in
voice.
In Somerville. At the Rockwell, it's Somerville, Mass. Next to the Burren.
Well done.
Thanks.
But I don't have any reverb, so you have to do your own.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
fine.
God, I can no, do it. No, don't. Echoes. Please. Echoes. Please. This is going to be the whole day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. So when we were talking earlier, I was asking if you had new stuff because, you know, Parlor Bells has a new single. Lavina Falls has a new single. What's up with your single?
We're a little late on the uptake, but we do have a new single coming out at the end of this month.
Okay.
July.
July 20th, we're releasing Lungs. Very excited about that one.
Yes. A song and, called Lungs.
It's a good one.
It is.
It is, yeah.
I will concur.
And here it is right now. Just kidding.
I was like, teasing you.
Can't we just No, we can't.
But maybe we'll come back. And
well, I mean, I figured you would come back and play.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
It has been a couple of years. If I'm not mistaken, the last time Happy Little Clouds was here, Jack, you were here solo.
That was a long time ago.
But
the most recent time we were here was actually Live Day.
Live Day, okay.
And we played live.
I meant then. Hear it on the Town with Mikey D, but Live Day.
Oh.
Live Day was another thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate our history here at On the Town with Mikey D.
Yes, that's true. Right. I was here solo long, long ago.
Yeah.
Many years ago. So.
You, the guitar, plenty of effects, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right. Yeah. But now I
think
have...
we had a discussion about Raisinets.
Oh, that's very possible
that sounds
because.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely
and
my.
How you like to make your own Raisinets?
I do because I can't have dairy anymore. Yeah. So I'm forced to make my own Raisinets. But if they ever come out with a dairy free version of them,
oat milk Raisinets, come on. Raisinets.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. I mean, there's oat milk Reese's. There's got to be oat milk Raisinets eventually.
It's got to be next.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Guys.
Here we are talking about Raisinets yet again.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, what's your favorite movie snack? I like Milk Duds.
I like dairy-free Raisinets.
Milk Duds are good, though. But, no, so I did. I was going to bring up Live Day, but. You totally intruded on my train of thought, Jess.
Oh, my bad.
No, tell us how was Live Day for you?
Oh, Live Day was so much fun.
Because
we like hung out.
I mean,
for
on our
hours.
End, it's all chaos.
No, it was great. It was great. Yeah, we hung out for hours. We I think we even went to get food and came back. It was great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there was all sorts of people in and
out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the bands play and all of that.
Yeah.
Share equipment.
Yeah, you would step outside the door and then there'd be somebody else, and you'd be like, oh, well, now I'm here for another 45 minutes. It was great.
Yeah, and to your point, sharing equipment, because my pedals completely failed me that day. And
yet again.
I borrowed an amp, and it was a Marshall. And I keep borrowing Marshalls because I keep having equipment failures. And then I went out and bought
I was
going to
say
amp.
That
because they
that
were
was
it was
a
great.
Sign.
It was it was
that
a
was
sign.
A sign.
Yep. It was like go get a new amp.
And that Marshall sounds
get a Marshall.
Really good.
Yeah, basically
clearly, get a Marshall.
Yep. Yeah, I'm like ooh. Yep. Yeah, so I did.
So
and can I just say one more thing about Live Day? When we came in, Joel knows that I'm lefty drummer, most annoying human on the planet for that reason. But I did not have to. You're raising your hand.
I was a lefty drummer too.
Yeah, so you get it.
I was never very good, but I'm a lefty drummer.
Yeah, I always have to make sure that whoever I'm like the band leader is make sure they send a memo because I don't want to have any trouble, and just like. Did you tell them? Anyways, we showed up here, and Joel had that drum kit so perfect that I said I didn't have to adjust a thing.
He's a lefty as well, isn't he?
Is he a lefty drummer?
Oh, I don't know about his drumming,
whatever.
But he just told me he was a lefty.
Well, no, he's a lefty bass player. He was a righty drummer, a lefty bass player.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Joel, producer Joel, we're talking about producer Joel here. He knows how to play a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well,
talented man.
Yep. Very impressed.
I mean, hasn't he done sound for you for many different shows and stuff?
Over the years.
I would think that he would know that you're a lefty and.
Well, yeah, but okay, sure. Yeah, he would know I'm a lefty, but would he know exactly where everything needs to be?
Oh.
Like, that's my point, is that I did not make a single adjustment. I just sat down and was like, oh, this is perfect.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
And that's what my point is. The guy was on it.
Nice. So let's play some tunes from the show coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
And producer Joel was gracing us with a brand new Parlor Bells track. So we're going to start off with that. And then I'll probably get some requests from Happy Little Clouds here. And we'll make a nice big block of it. What do you say?
Sounds great.
Awesome. All right. Here is Parlor Bells, 91.5 WMFO.
It's all who you know. It's all who you know. know who you know. Oh, 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 night owl, night owl, night owl. It's all who you know. It's all who you know. Night owl. Suck it, but don't even think of it. Investigators undercover, physical dimension discovered. Turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer. Summer, 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 summer. Bassist and drummer. We could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer.
We're really not that different. So I stay here with you. Oh, I stay here with you.
Different me and you. love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. I'm in stink. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks.
Did I see you at the
try.
91.5 WMFU. That's the latest single from Lovina Falls. That is Tragedy. We had Crow Follow with I'm in Love with You. Jay Giles Band.
Yes!
Cringe.
Producer Joel, that was not my pick.
That was my pick.
Yeah.
And it rocked.
We had Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with Stayed. Linnea's Garden with Chaotic Bisexual Summer. And we started that whole block off with the new single Night Owl from Parlor Bells. We did a big block, and it was mostly programmed by some happy little clouds.
Yes.
So maniacal they are laughter. Playing with Parlor Bells and Lovina Falls, which is why I bookended that. At the Rockwell, this Saturday, July 6th.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's no take two on that one.
Nope.
No, we got it. First take. Pretty good.
So after this show, what is coming up for Happy Little Clouds?
Do you want to take this one, Jack?
If my
August
memory serves.
August 3rd, we will be at Warehouse, is it 11? Warehouse 11?
XI.
XI, that's 11?
Warehouse 11, XI.
Yeah, yeah, that
however
one.
However you
like
say
that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
August 3rd with Lonely Lisa and Lost Cowboys and...
TBD, I think, on the...
They get booked
rest.
A lot.
They're popular.
Yeah, we've never played
TBA
there,
and TBD.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're taking
so
all the
good.
Shows.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, we're doing that, releasing that single Lungs at the end of the month. And
the cover
yeah.
art is very nice.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a webcam in here anymore. We used to have a webcam in here like 20 years ago, but not anymore.
I'm glad because I'm
barely camera ready myself.
Even though we are actually in the midst of...
Oh, why are you filming us, Jack?
Anyways.
Hey. We need multiple mediums here at On the Town with Mikey D because, you know, we can't compete with some of those other stations.
Yeah. Well.
Just saying.
Like the Sports Hub.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we're in direct competition with the Sports Hub.
Yep.
Wow.
Challenging, but I think we got it in the bag. Yes.
Sports go sports. Yeah. All right. We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
So August 3rd?
August 3rd, Warehouse 11.
Yep. Yeah. With Lonely Lisa and TBD.
Yeah. And then we may be gracing the JP Porch Fest.
Ooh.
But that's...
Is that kind of up in the air?
Well, pretty sure.
Or is that far away?
Pretty sure, but cannot disclose details yet.
Okay.
That's I know. It's such a tease, but I am not at
Did
liberty.
Did we sign an NDA about that or something?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Just say it.
Well, I mean, I can't. But it,
well, I mean,
TBD.
You may not know when you're what time you're playing.
Yeah, there's details we got to fill in.
Or,
yeah, but keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
I know it's a mystery. So much
yeah,
mystery.
Happy Little Clouds just came here to tease us
happy
with a
little
whole
tease.
Bunch of
apparently,
stuff.
We just give you half information on everything.
Yeah.
The heck?
Only,
and a Jay Giles song. Like
and a Jay Giles song.
Yeah.
So. But that's the beauty of Freeform Radio right here at On the Town with Mikey D and WMFO. Anything can happen. I mean, look, Lisa Coyne.
Ooh. Such
had
talent.
Had me play... freaking Boston the band
all right
yeah.
Like, yeah
made me play More Than a Feeling
oh yeah,
yeah.
No,
that's
can you
yeah.
play that right now
oh
no
come on
I'm already in deep yogurt with the Jay Giles
okay
I mean she wanted me to play Aerosmith but we insisted on a deep cut off the first album like yeah
Mamakin. No, that was second album, wasn't it?
No, that's first album, but that was like single stuff. Psh.
Oh, deeper
you know,
than that. Okay.
Yeah, you got to go into like side two of the first album. There was a side two of the first album, believe it or not.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that one. Never flipped that record myself.
You just played Dream On and Mamakin, and that was it, right?
Yep.
But anyhow, so you basically described your summer coming.
Yeah.
So are there any more singles coming out after Lungs, or is it going to be an EP?
Oh, yeah. We got lots.
Do you want to take...
No, you go for
it. I don't want to interrupt you.
You're not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We have more stuff coming out.
Yeah. We have more.
We just finished recording with